Ooh, it's cold outside. Hi, I'm Ian McLeod from the Audubon Society of New Hampshire, bringing you a chilly something wild. As cold as we get in the winter, I often wonder how birds manage to keep warm. After all, while they do have feathers, which are renowned for their insulating capabilities, birds are very small and have very little body fat, which helps many of us mammals maintain our body temperature in cold weather. Studies have shown that birds in winter have more fat than they do in the summer, but it isn't very much more, or the birds couldn't fly. Birds put on small amounts of fat on a daily basis, so they can make it through our long, cold winter nights. Or night, I should say. The amount of fat most birds have is enough to help them through only a night or two in winter. They have to eat constantly to maintain their body weight in cold temperatures. Most birds survive the night by tucking their legs under them, finding a spot in dense vegetation to block the wind, and shivering. Yes, shivering. Many birds use this technique to keep their body temperature at their usual levels. Chickadees take shivering to a new high, or low, actually. They control their shivering so they gradually reduce their body temperature, a form of controlled hypothermia, if you will. By lowering the body temperature they need to maintain, they conserve energy. You can help our winter birds by planting conifer trees and bushes that provide protection from wind, snow, and predators. Although many species of birds thrive in our long winters, it isn't easy for them or for us. Something Wild is a joint production of the Audubon Society of New Hampshire, New Hampshire Public Radio, and the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests. For Something Wild, I'm Ian McLeod.